Good afternoon. Hot temperatures are expected this weekend and into early next week, with 90s being expected in a few spots across the region. For the day today, what's going to be happening is a convective complex over eastern Lake Superior is going to push off to the north of our forecast area through at least the daylight hours, so that's going to forecast a warmer, drier, and windier day. So what we are going to see is highs into the low 90s through the Hudson and Connecticut valleys and 80s in most other places. However, falling dew points will likely not add to the temperatures, so it does not feel and look like we will reach a heat advisory criteria. And mixing into the strong wind field aloft is expected to yield some pretty strong west-southwesterly wind gusts around 20 to 30 miles per hour at times during the afternoon. Winds should diminish tonight, but a lingering light southerly wind will keep the temperatures elevated with lows mainly in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an impressive early season heat is expected across much of the northern tier of the U.S. today, and as a large upper level ridge dominates the weather pattern across the northern plains and upper Midwest. Highs will be well into the 90s and even low 100s are likely from Montana to Minnesota, and this will likely challenge some daily record highs. Cooler weather arrives on Sunday as a cold front brings readings down into the 70s and 80s for many of these same areas, while 90s are likely again farther east across the upper Midwest. It will also be quite warm across the desert southwest with 100 to 110 degree readings expected for the lower elevations. It will not be as hot across Texas and the deep south, owing to a weak upper low and abundant cloud cover and rainfall. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 121 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 just 12 miles northeast of Sand Creek Station in Oregon. For those of you traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 89. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 92. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with gusts as high as 37 miles per hour and highs near 76. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 77, while the normal low is 54. The record high of 97 was set back in 1925, while the record low of 39 was set back in 1990. Today's sunrise was at 5:18 a.m. The sun will set at 8:30 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 1 minute and 2 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking sunny and hot this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s. It will be windy as well with wind gusts as high as around 25 to 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will be partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the mid to low 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with a chance for a few isolated showers as our highs reach into the upper 80s and low 90s. For the night tonight, we will turn to mostly clear skies as overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 80s. It'll be windy at points with wind gusts as high as around 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will turn partly cloudy and we will drop down to overnight lows of 60s, of the low to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs pushing to the upper 80s, a few spots near 90. It'll be windy as well, with wind gusts as high as around 31 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will turn mostly clear, with overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, it will be sunny and hot this afternoon, with highs reaching into the low 90s. It'll be breezy as well, with wind gusts as high as around 30 to 35 miles per hour. For the night tonight, will be mostly clear with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, our hot and sunny weather looks to continue across the region. Most spots will see highs once again reaching to the upper 80s and low 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.